informal discussions in the van.
And the slave don't know the enlightenment of the Buddha. And the teaching of the Buddha is true at any moment, even right now. And at moment of understanding the teachings, it's the recollection of the virtues of the Buddha. It's quite impossible to just understand a unit, a particle of a reality which arise together and form up as something, someone, always there, what it's like. For years and years ago. Otherwise there wouldn't be an arahata. After seeing no misunderstanding, no wrong idea of what appears as just that which can impinge on the ideas, conditioned seeing a moment in falsehood. Because the other citta which follow or before cannot see. Each performs its function. Seeing performs the function of seeing. The next one doesn't perform the function, but perform the function of receiving or experience the same object, but does not see. See? And who knows? That's why we try to help people to have opportunity to listen to the Buddha's words, not the other's words.
Because we never know when the conditions might arise, when those words or cause to have understanding arise.
Any moment. So it is difficult for those who haven't heard the teachings of the Buddha. Quite different, even from the very beginning to the moment of reality appears as it is, as no one. See? Not thinking about the idea of many people here in the bars on the road and then right understanding at that moment, no one. How great it is to understand just the reality as it is. You didn't know Luang Pao Kun.
Oh, yes, the one who just died.
Yeah. People thought that he was an arahata.
Yeah. We don't know.
Because they just paid respect to them, like paying respect to the highest one in the whole world. Someone just put on their handkerchief or whatever they have for the car to roll on it, to ride on it. Without understanding. They can see Luang Pao Kun, but they cannot see the Buddha. Much deeper.
Because they don't
learn the teaching, they don't hear and they don't consider it carefully. They think that they know Dhamma, and they thought that Luang Pao Kun taught them Dhamma, but for understanding. Very simple words. Anyone can say that. So it cannot be the word of the Buddha by such very shallow thinking. Detach, don't cling. And how? See? Impossible when there's no understanding.
We used to go with and she would, they had a house out there.
Yeah.
And we'd sit in inner tubes.
Different vipaka, by different karma. And then completely forgotten.
Yeah, it's just a memory. Yeah.
Only a moment of attachment and vipaka. That's why Buddha thought about the three chariya, the behavior or manners of citta. The vijnana chariya, it has to arise and see and hear and on and on. And after that it is akusala with anjana. Because if anjana means akusala, after seeing is there. Yeah, anjana. And he didn't say anything about other kind of kusala except jnana, which is opposite of long times ago, this hasn't happened until there's the enlightenment and the teachings of the Buddha. Yeah, that's right. So it's forgotten all the time. What happened this morning, it's all completely gone. No idea, just cling to the next moment.
Couple of memories.
Yeah. Without memory, there's no car, there's no one. They just arise together and condition such a different world from the actual, which is only the experiencing and that which is experienced. Only two, no matter what, whenever life is, experiencing and that which is experienced. It's so very, very precious to understand this. Like the blind who cannot see anything and begin to see the light, or hearing the teachings like in a dream until it's time to wake up, little by little. And then fall asleep again, hearing again in the sleep, and then just a moment of hearing and understanding better and better.
There were like cockroaches working all over the place, and all kinds of things. And the flies just ain't over here. No, they don't want to stay there because they advertise they get the food. But the food and things
are it's like living in the forest.
Yeah.
But better than forest because you have better than best room and bus. It's time to think about the lives of the Buddha's disciple, like Mahakasapa. He lived in the forest. I think that the best thing in one's life, the best thing in one's life, when it's possible to understand the citta, how full of akusala and all defilements that should be cured. Otherwise, we are attached to other things. We pay attention to that without understanding the citta, which experience and death seekers now all the time. Unavoidable because it's from accumulation. But there can be new accumulation from hearing and understanding, little by little. How can we move away the universe, see? The greatness of avijja. Only right understanding, little by little. By seeing this citta, it's time to understand that no self, no one, only the citta which arises from accumulation. When time comes, attachment, dosa, or kusala, or whatever, and it conditions more and more life in the future, from moment to moment, from this, with the new ingredients. Out of his great compassion, Buddha knew that without him, who can help those who cannot understand anything by themselves? That's why we learn the details of all realities, just to understand that no one at all, only different realities. And the way is going. Just a moment. So easy. If anyone would, if Buddha would say, go and meditate without any understanding, how can that be possible?
Right.
And we follow the monks in the Buddha's time, Dhamma discussion.
Not everyone can see what a precious opportunity it is and rearrange their schedule and go to so much trouble. So it depends on whether
but
there's
actually
the
like
in the accumulations.
Yes, but like you know, for this time, right? So you know, just like based on my work,
because, you know, I kind of like, I said, you know, I really wanted to make this happen. And then, but so far, you know, all my work's actually been good. So I managed to get what I need to get done, okay, before I leave. So I was actually kind of like really fortunate that, you know, to have this happen. I said, oh my God, you know, I can just made it. And then I don't have to, you know, to worry about, you know, work, you know, of this 3 days. So actually, I'm actually really happy that I can make it here. Yeah.
She said that even like last night when she had all these problems, but for her accumulations are, she doesn't worry too much, yeah, because she knows.
That is the understanding, which relieves everything.
Yeah, because like I was just, you know, walking on the street, you know, alone, right? And then it was very dark, you know, like basically there's not many people on the street, because there's only a few people that, you know, they're eating, you know, on the street there. But I wasn't worried at all. And then I knew that, you know, like I could get to the hotel, not a problem. So I wasn't panicking or anything like that.
No thought about the thief and such unpleasant moments, eh? Depending on conditions, yeah. And which is better? No worry is better. Because what about the worry? It's not worthwhile at all.
Yes.
Because everything is going well, but one worries a lot.
Yes.
Because
you worry too much. Yeah, you're thinking too much, and then yes, I did heard something like this before. It's like, you know, if you're thinking too much, worry too much, and then yes, exactly.
Yeah.
This, you know, if you too worry, if you over worry, that could be, you know, you complicate, you know, the things, and you know.
Who knows the beginning of next life and the end of this life?
Yes, because we don't know how, well, I think none of us know how long we can live till, right? So, yeah.
Just develop understanding is the best thing.
Yes.
Otherwise, when we die blindly, yes, and each moment is collecting ignorance and attachment more and more. But when there is understanding, it's lessen moments of akusla and wholesome.
Wholesome and unwholesome. Yes, I've heard these terms before, but I just need to think. Yes.
But it has to be understanding this moment. Otherwise, all we have heard are only different words, but actually, it's different realities arising by conditions, fall away, and never come back, never to arise again at all. From moment to moment, new one, new condition, all the time. For example, before coming to this moment, who knows about this moment? And after this, it's accumulated on and on to think more about this. While nothing before at all, your thought. By conditions, yeah, no one, only the reality is that which experience, that which remember, that which like, that which dislike. Somewhere with parents and went to shop and do anything, I don't mind, because Saturday or Sunday should be my day. Yeah. And I follow that even right now. I'll go when it's not Saturday or Sunday. Or
you have,
I think that it should be.
Yes.
Then I leave that too, for example. very important day for our friend of family. I can say that that's it. I can do it. It depends on my decision.
Yes.
It should be or it shouldn't be.
Yes, I think that point about the temple in Vietnam was for what Lan was saying. Oh, actually, it doesn't have to be wrong practice, because when they're chanting, well, it's just following the custom, but doesn't have to be any wrong idea when they're chanting, and they don't need to do any sitting meditation, just this chanting in the morning and evening. Even they don't understand what's being chanted, it's just like singing a song in another language. But we can find out for ourselves when there's wrong understanding. Actually, why would one want to be there if there's no value?
And the thinking of the thought can be conditioned by accumulation to understand that's not right.
Then and there.
For example, wherever or whenever there is akusa, banya can be there. See? But accumulation by the other's words.
No.
So one has different accumulated moments from hearing and considering an accumulation of one's soul.
Actually, when I'm with other people, like in Vietnam, or you see also much akusala helping, but from my point of view, I just see so much akusala in a day, and so much more common than any akusala, even when one's helping with Dharma, or because in between, it's like most of the time clinging to visible object and sound and different realities.
That's why even Pahiya, before he became enlightened, and he still had wrong idea, see?
Yes.
But the accumulation is there. Yes. As soon as he heard the right word, right understanding is conditioned.
Enough understanding to see the wrong understanding and the kalesa.
Otherwise it cannot eradicate.
No, it has to be there.
Very subtle. Attachment and wrong understanding.
Yes, when there's no understanding, like she said at lunchtime, it seems there's no attachment, but actually more understanding, more attachment
is realized.
Seems, no.
Attachment is not realized.
Blissful ignorance.
Yeah. It goes with ignorance. That moment is that attachment to the idea, to me, to my idea.
Almost every moment.
That's why it has to take long time to move the universe. The conditioned reality accumulated and conditioned for the arising of samsara.
And not realizing how ugly it is.
Right. Until Panya is strong at different level, like Panya of Sattapanna, see the danger of wrong understanding. At the higher, see the danger of the attachment
even
to
the
subtle object.
Right.
Another level, see the attachment to the bhava.
Yes.
What's the use of just arise and falls away all the time?
What's
no one.
Just on and on.
No important person or anyone at all. No father, no mother. Each are different elements.
All day long, attachment just brings difficulties and problems all day long.
And who knows, from moment of hearing the teaching, up to now, it can condition understanding better and better. More confidence.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt or wondering if or thinking of any other way or trying to catch reality. And
that's why one can understand the difference between the direct awareness, natural one, which is different from intention to have it. Because there must be sila putta pramasa when panya is not strong enough.
Yes, I feel very fortunate, even though there's so much kalesa, so much attachment in a day, but at least no thinking about how much awareness or how to have more or anything like that. So enough difficulty without it.
Only at moment with right understanding, with right sati arises. It's so very natural.
No need to be concerned about next moment or whether it will be or...
This is a less ignorance and attachment by having such understanding.
Actually, with other things in daily life, I'm very impatient, like waiting for people or waiting for the very, very impatient. But when it comes to understanding, development of awareness, very patient, no problem at all, because I don't think about it.
Begin to understand the experiences that one tastes for I better and better. That is the purpose of the teaching, to understand that, not the others. Mm. Even it's there all the time, it depends on the level of understanding, of development, to realize finally its own way, naturally.
Here and now.
So very gradually.
Actually, in a way, it's so obvious and so straightforward, but because the kalesa are so strong, it's enough all the time.
Ignorance is not eradicated, eliminated.
Forgetful.
That's why it is sati patthana, not other patthana at all. Because it's function of sati. It
has to be aware, no?
Pasa cannot be aware.
No.
Feeling cannot be aware. Hiri otapa cannot.
That was an interesting point that you mentioned about, I mean, I know I'm not really interested in balancing of faculties or anything, but that it's sati, it's the function of sati that balances, or at that point, if it hasn't been development of sati, then it's not there. That it's sati rather than panya performs that function.
Because there is the accumulation of panya, and whenever there is panya, there is sati. Mm. But sati, which accompanies panya in a very common, ordinary way, is not the moment when something is unbalanced.
Right, right. Only when it is satipatthana, when it is.
Even panya is accumulated, it needs the support of sati to be aware, and then it can understand better and better.
Because understanding isn't aware of just understanding.
Because at moment of when sati arises and it is aware, at that moment there can be the understanding of how less or more panya develops little by little.
Right. Giving an answer. Right. Being aware of it.
It's like very, very, what you call it, the knife is not sharp enough. See, even object is there, it's not sharp enough to get through it.
So it's sati that's aware of that, of that
panya,
what
to
degree.
Understand.
To say, actually,
even Panya understands what Sati cannot understand, but it can be aware for Panya.
When I listened to the old tapes, you used to talk much more about Satipatthana, but now it's like much more about forget about Satipatthana, because even if the Pariyatti isn't firm enough, then it's...
Yeah, because in the old days, people had no idea about the right development of understanding. They just follow the wrong path.
Yeah.
That's why we try to help them to understand what is Sati and Satipatthana and so on. But there's no foundation for them to have such development, because they now know that that is not the right way, etc. But what about the base, the foundation for surrendering?
And it's only when there is quite firm understanding that it can be known what Sati is and what functional Sati is.
That's why the teachings of the Buddha are all about daily life and example, like people on the street or the, what you call it, the log in the river can come and get together to condition those who have developed understanding enough to see right then, at that moment, that there is attachment or there's no attachment.
And it's attachment rather than Sati.
Yeah.
Otherwise they think there's a lot of Sati, but actually it's not
Sati.
They talk
about daily life.
Right.
Not enough words to condition the understanding of the danger of clinging and so on. And the way life is, it's not permanent at all, only very temporary, but still attachment is attachment.
One thing I was going to ask is, what is the difference between Samuti Satcha and Vihara, so conventional truth, and Vihara, is it conventional truth?
But there must be reality.
But same.
Yeah, but you see that metta, at moment of having the other as object, there must be right understanding of citta with metta.
Yes.
So again, it's not I who have.
No, Samuti Satcha, conventional truth, and Vihara, is it the same as Samuti Satcha, conventional truth?
Vihara?
Vihara.
Vihara, not Vihara. Vihara is conventional.
Same as Samuti Satcha.
Because it's the way or the manners that Buddha taught in different way to help people. That way is Vihara, the wise and the way of
The way language used to explain about reality.
Is Vihara.
Whereas Samuti Satcha is any language. So Vihara is just the language used by the Buddha and...
Anyone,
to explain
Your
about the teaching.
Is different from my Vihara.
Okay,
yeah.
To explain
but the
about
best Vihara is the Buddha's Vihara.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's why there are many monks who are foremost in different ways.
Yes. But it's particularly conventional truth about Dharma, about realities, whereas Samuti Satcha is about anything.
Yes. When it's not about Dharma, it's Vihara or other subject.
Right.
Obama's Vihara is different from Kennedy's Vihara. Way of speech.
Way of explanation.